Pex, it was a big comeback for your team. A lot of character shown in that third period, especially with the four goals. You come back to tie, you actually take a two-goal lead of your own, but first and foremost, you must be really happy how your team battled back from two different two-goal deficits.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're, you know, the slow start this morning, not sure if it's because of the time or what, but, you know, it was a great response from our guys. You know, we didn't panic. The leadership did what they needed to do there. They controlled the room. Got the guys ready to come out for the, you know, the second period was a good start, but, you know, that the response from them was, you know, what they needed to do. And then in the third period, you know, we weren't going to be denied. The guys had that, you know, that confidence that they weren't going to be denied today. And, you know, it wasn't the pretty goals, but more just hard-working goals going to the net and, you know, burying their chances when they got their opportunities.
You have that lineup card in front of you right now, and a big line I thought this morning was Nash with Ben Brar and Taylor Ward. Obviously, now Ward's goal turns out to be the game winner. You talked about energy and coming back. I thought those three really, throughout the game, were consistently a line that was bringing something to the table for your hockey club.
Yeah, they provided a lot of energy, a lot of physical play today. And, you know, that's, I think, what's expected of them. They're not pretty players or the most skilled players. Yep. But, you know, they're going to go out there and they're going to work hard. And if they get that in the mindset there that they're going to outwork you, you know, it's exactly what happened today with them. They were rewarded with goals for there, and it was nice to see Taylor get have the response that he did. You know, he had a little bit of a tough weekend last weekend, and he responded well so far, and we hope that continues with him and the rest of that group.
You talk about leadership group not panicking and leading by example. Well, how about that? Nick Jones and Owen Sillinger, they combined for, what, is it four goals or this afternoon? Jones with one and Sillinger with a hat trick. That's got to be huge when the two guys wearing letters kind of steer the ship in the second and third period.
Yeah, you know, I think they may have been squeezing their sticks a little bit, the last little bit, like most of our guys here earlier in the year. But, you know, with that continued hard work and persistence, you know, things are going to happen for them. And both those guys are prime examples of working hard and having a work ethic that they're not going to be denied. And, you know, Jones, you know, we've had a couple meetings with him, and, you know, he wants it so bad.
Yeah.
And you've got to almost bring him down a level or two just to simplify the game for him. And we know what we're getting with Silly all the time. There's an honest hard work and that does get rewarded, and we saw that happen today with him.
You can say that's Saskatchewan pride, an honest, hardworking player, Owen Sillinger. Jason Becker, the assistant coach with us on the postgame show. One last thing, Jason, hardworking effort, a hard game to play today. A bit of a reprieve for the team. You play tomorrow at 4 o'clock, so some downtime, but probably some welcome downtime considering all the travel and games you've had the last 10 days.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind for our group here, being on the road for the first 3 weeks here, and the amount of travel that we have done to Prince George and to the island and Powell River mixed in there. You know, it's if you get this over with, the guys will be able to lay low today, maybe taking a game or two, and just relax and prepare accordingly for tomorrow. It's, you know, a game that we're not familiar with playing at 4 p.m., but a little better than 10 a.m. this morning. So, you know, we're looking forward to regrouping here and preparing accordingly for tomorrow's game.